आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
वर्स नंबर 267। शंकराचार्य जी आफ्टर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द आत्मा एंड अनात्मा, गिविंग द डिटेल अबाउट द आत्मन, व्हाट इज आत्मन, व्हाट इज इट्स नेचर, व्हाट आर इट्स कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स, then he says, even knowing it, we are not able to experience bliss. We have covered nearly 50% of Vivek Chudamani. We have studied Gita, we have studied 2-3 Upanishad also. After knowing the nature of Atman, characteristic of Atman, but Anand is not happening. We are not able to enjoy. What is the cause? He is taking that topic. वासना ज्ञाते वस्तुनपि बलवती वासना अनादिरेषा। ज्ञाते ज्ञाते मीन्स यू हैव हर्ड, श्रुति युक्ति, श्रुति मीन्स यू हैव हर्ड, यू हैव रिफ्लेक्टेड, बट अनुभूति हैज नॉट हैपेंड। श्रुति युक्ति अनुभूति, देर आर थ्री स्टेप्स, श्रवण मनन निधिध्यासन। यू हैव डन द श्रवण, reflected on that also, the knowledge about Atman is doubt free, but still we are not able to experience bliss. What is the cause? He says, gyate vastunapi, you have known, vastu, vastu means that truth. What is that truth? Atman. We know Atman, Paramatman, its relation, jeev, brahma, ekya, everything we have learned. ज्ञाते वस्तु नपी बलवती वासना. हाउ इज द वासना? बलवती, वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग. एंड अनादि रेसा, अनादि बिगिनिंगलेस टाइम्स कमिंग फॉर बिगिनिंगलेस टाइम, अनादि ऐसा. वॉट आर दोज? कर्ता भोक्ता अपि अहमिति. द मेन रूट कॉज ऑफ द ऑल थिंग इज कर्ता एंड भोक्ता, ईगो. अहम, अहमिति दृढ़ा, इट इज वेरी फर्म. जितना पढ़ लो कर्ता, आई एम द डूअर, दैट नेवर गोज. कर्ता भोक्ता अहमिति. या अस्य संसार हेतु, एंड दैट इज द हेतु, दैट इज द कॉज ऑफ संसार. संसार मीन्स ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन, साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ. तो वॉट इज द कॉज ऑफ ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन? वासना. वासना इज द कॉज ऑफ ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन. वॉट इज टू बी डन? प्रत्येक दृष्टया आत्मनि निवसता सापनेया प्रयत्नात् निवसता. By one living, nivasata means one living, by one living, where? Atmani, in Atma. Pratyak drishtya, pratyak drishtya means identify with that Atman. So while living, you identify with Atman. Number one thing, shift your attention from Anatma to Atma. निवसता आत्मनि, बाय वन लिविंग इन द सेल्फ, प्रत्येक दृष्टिया आइडेंटिफाई विद दत आत्मा. देन व्हाट इट सापनेया प्रयत्न, आदम विद एफर्ट यू रिमूव वासना. सो वासना कम्स अंडर एन आत्मा. सो विद एफर्ट रिमूव योर वासना. हाउ? बाय आइडेंटिफाइंग विद योर ओन सेल्फ. So two things are there, identification with your own self, and with effort you remove. And if you are able to do that, muktim prahu tad iti munyo vasanatanam yataha. Mukti, this is mukti. Vasanatanam, annihilation of vasanas. If you can remove this vasana, that is mukti. Who is saying? Muni. Who is muni? Manansila muni. Those who are reflective, they say, this is. The main problem is vasana. Remove it. Gurudev writes, even if student through the study of or the Shastra, one has known that there is a reality, one will not be able to live the dictates of the scripture because of the pressure of the vasanas. Lust, anger, likes and dislikes will not easily leave one just because one has a book knowledge of reality. What is book knowledge? Shruti and Yukti. This is book knowledge. Anubhuti has not happened. Therefore it is bookish knowledge. By studying the Shastra and learning to argue, you may have a very good option of yourself, but the people around you will understand you exactly you are. The vasanas are very powerful. Okay. Some more details. 268. अहम ममेति ये भाव. भाव मीन्स नोशन. अहम मम, आई एंड माई. इति ये भाव देह अक्ष आदि अनात्मनि. देह अक्ष आदो अनात्मनि. व्हाट इज आवर प्रेजेंट स्टेट? आई एम देह, आई एम अक्ष. अक्ष मीन्स आईज. Here, aksh, adau, adau means, etc. That includes five organs of perception, five organs of actions, mind, intellect, and pranas. Whole body, mind, intellect, equipment, body assemblies. Aham mameti ya bhava, in I am this body, I am this mind, I am this prana, I am this intellect. This is our bhava, this is our notion. अध्यासोयम निरस्तव्य है. हु हैज डन दिस सुपर इम्पोजिशन? आई एम दिस बॉडी, आई हैव डन. सो अध्यास, दिस इज सुपर इम्पोजिशन. निरस्तव्य, इसको हटाओ, एंड इट, रिजेक्ट इट, डिस्ट्रॉय इट, रिमूव इट. रिमूव व्हाट? देहो हम. remove this notion that I am body, I am mind, I am intellect. How it is to be done? Vidusha. Only the wise people can do. Who are the wise people? Those who can discriminate between Atma and Anatma. Those are wise people. How they will do? Swatmanishtaya. By abiding in their own self. Earlier also it was said, how you have to remove with effort? By living in your own self, identifying with your own self, you remove this vasana. So the wise people, vidusha, swatmanishtaya, by identifying with their own self, they remove the superimposition. What is the superimposition? Aham mameti. Aham and mam. I and my. This is superimposition. Then verse number 269, that also we have seen. Gyatvam sva pratyag atmanam buddhi tad vritti sakshinam soham iti eva sad vrittya na atmani atmamati jahi. Anatmani atmamahi jahi. Gyatva. Gyatva means here again like the book knowledge. Gurudev writes, Jnanam here means book knowledge. A mere intellectual appreciation of the text, having gained this intellectual book knowledge, gyatva. Gyatva, only knowledge has happened. Sravan, manan, we have done. Gyatva. Svam pratyag atmana, your own pratyag, your inner self. Pratyag, inner self. Atmanan, gyatva. Buddhi tad vritti sakshinam, how you should know your atman? That it is the sakshi. Sakshi of what? Buddhi and its vritti. Vritti means modification. So knowing your Atman, which is sakshi, which is witness of your buddhi and its modification. Sakshi knows all our actions. Knowing this way. Sah aham iti eva sad vrittya. Saham, that sakshi I am. Saha aham. Saha aham. Iti eva. Iti thus eva. Eva means alone. This is only one method. What is that one method? I am that. Iti eva. Sadvritya. Sadvritya is by this positive vritti. What is this sadvritti? It can never be negated in 3 period of time. That type of sadvritti. Sadvritti means vritti of sat. Vritti of sat means brahmakar vritti. I am that. Sadvritti. Which vritti can never be negated. Because sat can never be negated. So, if we have got this firm understanding, sa aham, I am that. Anatmani atmamati jahi. Jahi means kill. Jahi, kill. What? The present understanding. What is the present understanding? I am anatma. Deho, I am there. This is anatmani atmabuddhi. So anatmani atmabuddhi, deho, I am, can be removed by brahmoham, soham. Because brahmoham is more powerful than jivoham. Gurudev writes about this. The self within is to be known as witness of the intellect and its thought. That we have seen many times, sakshi. Who is a sakshi? Definition. Antahakaran upahit chetan. A chetan which has got a conditioning is called sakshi. He is not identified with that antahkaran. The self within is, which is known as the witness of the intellect and its thoughts, having known and understood its nature, one should move toward it. Now the next step is that we have to move toward that sakshi. How to move? To step toward the self is to assert, I am that. The step toward that movement is that I am that. Hamsa, he alone am I. So hum start living as a mere witness of all pulsations of body, mind and intellect. By this practice, the idea I am the self becomes rooted in our understanding. How the vasanas are formed? When you do the same thing again and again and again and again. So we have to form a vasana of aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Continuously we have to think like that. At present we have this understanding rooted only in the BMI. Dehoham, dehoham, dehoham. Always we are doing dehoham. This should be renounced and the feeling I am the self should be cultivated. Soham, I am that. This is to be cultivated. Earlier we were told how to remove the obstacle of the ego sense made up of I and my, the constant pursuit of the idea of the self, Swatmanishtha. Earlier we have seen the Muni by Swatmanishtha, they remove the superimposition of I and my. The egocentric idea of the PFT in the assemblage of the equipment has to be renounced by realizing the consciousness. By realizing the consciousness, which is the witness of the intellect and its modification, the subject that knows the thought process in the bosom is the consciousness, the ultimate knower is our sakshi. Having known the consciousness, one has to move toward it. This moving toward it is possible only when one has identified oneself with it. So the first step is to identify with the self, which Shankaracharya is saying from the last three verses. We have to identify with the Atma, we have to identify with the Atma. Again and again he's saying. In order to identify with the reality, very important, one must disassociate oneself from the one's involvement with the body, mind and intellect. If you want to associate with Atma, you have to disassociate with Anatma. Body, mind, intellect is Anatma. So there can be only one association. Either you can join the association of Atma or you can join the association of Anatma. If you say, I want both, nahi hoga. Ek. I am not this assemblage of equipment, I am that, the consciousness, the witness of equipment and their functions. This idea, Brahmakar Vritti, should be kept alive during the entire period of our waking state. The whole Jagrat Avastha, we should always think that I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, that Brahmakar, not Deoham, Doyam, Deoham. Soham, 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 I am that Brahman. This too is a thought. See how deep he is going. This is also a vritti, this is also a thought. Thus, understanding arising out of this thought is also a limited knowledge, vritti jnanam, but with this right thought, sadvritti. What is sadvritti? Sadvritti is that which can never be negated in three periods of time. What is that sadvritti? Aham Brahmasmi. Because Brahman can never be negated in three periods of time, maintaining this sadvritti in the intellect, the wrong thought, asadvritti, is removed. What is asadvritti? Dehoham. So how dehoham will be removed? By another vritti. How the dukkha can be removed? By another vritti of sukha. What is dukkha? It's a vritti, it is a thought. I am suffering. How can you remove this suffering? By another thought. What is that thought? Sukha vritti. How to do it? Whenever the negative thoughts, replace it by positive thoughts. We immediately say that, okay, when the dukkha comes, start praying to the Lord. Take the name of the Lord. It is sukha vritti. It will give you sukha. Because Bhagwan is sukha swarup, therefore sukha will come. When thus you practice on erelong, the feeling I am the body, mind and intellect is destroyed. Here again you are replacing one thought with another thought, but even this limited knowledge, vritti jnanam, removes the false assumption of the not self is the self. Now Shankaracharya in the verse number 270 and 271 is going to tell us about the how many types of vasanas are there. How many types of vasanas? He will restrict to only 1, 2, 3, 3. 3 types of vasana will tell. And everything is included in those 3 only. Only 3 vasanas. Verse number 270 and 271.
Lokanuvartanam tyaktva. Tyaktva dehanuvartanam. Shastranuvartanam tyaktva.
Shastranuvartanam tyaktva.
Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Lokavasanaya jantoho.
Lokavasanaya jantoho.
Shastravasanaya picha.
Shastravasanaya picha.
Dehavasanaya jnanam.
Dehavasanaya jnanam.
Yathavannaiva jayate.
Yathavannaiva jayate.
Lokanuvartanam tyaktva. Tyaktva dehanuvartanam. Shastranuvartanam tyaktva. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Lokavasanaya jantoho. Shastravasanaya picha. Dehavasanaya jnanam. Yathavannaiva jayate.
So we take up 271 first, then come to 272. So type of vasanas. So vasana, he says, only 3 types. What are those? Lokavasanaya janto. Janto means to people. Lokavasanaya, because of the desire for this world. Lokavasanaya. People have desire to run after the world. We all are doing the same thing, running after the world. Okay. This includes our social urges, tendencies. It keeps you in the society, it keeps you in the loka, in anatma, loka vasana. And then we say, I can't withdraw, you know. I can't withdraw from the society. They came for my son's marriage, you know. I have to go. Are bhai, when was that? You were in the grihastha ashram, now it is vanprastha. Time has changed. So that keeps you in the society. People say, I'm pulled in the society. Kya kare? Society pulls me. I have to go there. Then Shastra Vasana Apicha. Owing to desire for unnecessary study of Shastra. Earlier Shankaracharya has said, Shastra is Mahaharanyam. It's a forest. Don't try to go into that Shastra Vasana. People have Buddha Vasana. Ye bhi padhenge, wo bhi padhenge. You'll see in more detail what is this Shastra Vasana and more. Shastra Vasana. And with that, we have also studied, want to be PhD in the math, chemistry and physics. Ye bhi chahiye. Secular bhi chahiye, spiritual bhi chahiye. One Gita is not sufficient. I want to study the Gita written by Shankaracharya, commentary of Shankaracharya, Swami Chinmayananda and other authors. There are 1,000. I want to compare and see. Shastra Vasana. Okay. Deha Vasana. Deha Vasana, because of anxiety to pamper body. Root is Deha Vasana. So what is the consequence of these 3 Vasana? It says, jnanam yathavat na eva jayate. Jnanam, the knowledge. Yathavat as it is, na never eva jayate take place. The jnana will never take place. If you have got these three, lokvasana, shastravasana, dehavasana, jnanam yathavat as it is, na jayate, it will not happen. Nahi hoga. So everybody wants knowledge, but it is not happening. Am Brahmasmi we have studied. Maybe there may be some doubt may be there, or the knowledge has not perfectly rooted. Who is responsible for this? Responsible is vasana. Even while sitting here, if you are thinking about the world, who is responsible? Vasana. For Dehavasana, for Shastravasana, for Lokvasana, the cause is Vasana. Culprit is Vasana. So you can say Putresna, Vittesna, Lokesna, Esna, desire. Putresna, simple. Vittesna, Vitta, money, wealth. Lokesna, or you can say Kamini, Kanchan, Kirti. Kamini, Kanchan, wealth. Kirti, fame. Or you can say Srak, Chandan, Vanita. Srak means garland. Mere ko mala pehnao. Srak. Chandan, very precious thing. Wealth. Vanita, Kamini. So these three we normally use. So, what we should do in 270, it is said, apanam kuru. Apanam kuru means we must, with the firm resolution, eliminate these three vasanas. Eliminate these three vasanas. Okay, how? Shankaracharya says, tyaktva deha anuvartanam. Tyaktva means giving up. Giving up deha anuvartanam, ideas of beautifying the body. Okay. So we give too much attention to body, we follow its dictates, body continuously demands attention, taking care of and looking after body is okay, but giving too much importance, atij varjate sarvatra. Don't give too much importance into it. Then we are obsessed, we get attached, and we become dehachari. Running after the deha only, dehachari. Whole day, deha. Mahatma gives you beautiful examples. If you go to a pawn shop, beetle shop in India, anywhere, you'll find definitely one mirror is there in the pawn shop. Why? Because a lot of customers come and he can serve one by one only. Na? One gifts only comes as 10 paan do. So he is making 10. Why the other are waiting? What they are doing? Mirror. Dehanuvartanam. So first comes body, then comes the attachment, then obsession. Thereafter person thinks about the body only. Know this body is an equipment. This is a karan, this is an equipment. Just like your car. It is to be maintained, that's all. Any ki roz sabere car ko polish kar rahe ho bhai ke. Every day, do you do that? No. So take care of the body as an instrument. Have equipment buddhi, it is sadhana. Too much importance is not needed. Too much importance is not needed. When body is sick, take care. Take care of it. In sadhana panchakam we have seen, dehe aham mati santajyatam. Shankaracharya said there also, dehe aham mati, I am there. This mati is to be given up there. Shastra anuvartanam tyaktva, leaving aside the unnecessary study of scriptures. If you think that I want to study the whole of Vedas, I will give you the example, it is coming. Rishis in four lives could not do it. It's coming, I will give you an example, which Rishi? Okay, loka anuvartan takta, leaving aside the involvement with the social formulation. You see, to remove vasana, we have to abide in self. This is the first step. Soham, we have already mentioned that you have to do, get identified with the aham brahmasmi or akhando aham, asango aham. These being the higher thought, this will remove the lower thoughts, that is vasana. Lower thought, dehoham, and other vasana, all will be removed by attaching to higher. So vasana manifests as attachment, obsessions, varieties of thoughts, various karma, and with the karma a person goes down. Because of the vasana, desires arise. Sometimes desires are fulfilled, sometimes desires are not fulfilled. Because Lord doesn't want it. When it is not fulfilled, we desire, but it is not happening. That means Devataya, Lord is not in favor of that. And in the cycle of vasana, in the cycle of desires, the person goes. We replace one vasana with another vasana. So the capital of vasana goes on increasing, and these vasanas are the blueprint to the Lord that I want another body to exhaust these vasanas. Okay, when he comes to satsang, studies shastra and starts doing meditation, then the vasana starts reducing. How? When he starts coming to satsang, studies shastra, then vasana starts reducing. How? Think about the Lord. When you are thinking about the Lord, your mind is getting purified. When you are thinking about the world, your mind is collecting impurities, collecting vasanas. Vasanas. What are the impurities of mind? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. These are all impurities of mind. So when the vasanas are lower, a person is growing spiritually. When you are growing spiritually, the mind is peaceful. When vasanas are more, spirituality is less. Agitation of mind is? Are you getting the relationship between them? So three types of vasana was said, deha, loka and shastra vasana. Vasana means smell. If you touch a rose, Vas means the fragrance of the rose will come to your finger. Or cut onion with a knife, the smell of onion will come to knife. Similarly, whatever karma we do, the impression of that karma is there in our mind. We call it inherent tendencies also. But in society, people think, what is this kaam? They will say lust. Passion. In society we use this way also. The vasana may be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Even the sattvic vasana also binds us. Rajasic and tamasic definitely binds us. It is the sattvic gun which help us to come out of rajas and tamas. But we have to go beyond even sattva also. So according to these three types of vasana, sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, people act in the world. You will find the people with the sattvic vasana, they will come to satsang. Rajasic vasana, kahan jayenge? Tamasic will go to the bar, pub, to make the mind dull. Bahar jayenge. You said bahar? Okay, bar.
Bar is tamasic.
बारिश धाम से पब 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 इन गीता ऑल्सो इट इज सेड श्रद्धिष्यम चेष्टते स्वस्या प्रकृते ज्ञानवान अपि इवन द ज्ञानवान अपि नॉलेजेबल पर्सन एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज वासना इफ इट कैन बी अ सात्विक वासना और अ राजसिक वासना और अ तामसिक वासना ही विल एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज वासना ओनली सो मेन नोशन इन द वासना इज द कर्ता एंड भोक्ता मेन कल्प्रिट ऑलरेडी सेड बाय शंकराचार्य इज द कर्ता एंड भोक्ता अदर वासना फॉलोज How many of you have done Bhaj Govindam? So Dukrin Karne is the Shastra Vasana. First verse, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj Murmati. Samprapte sannihate kale nahi nahi rakchati Dukrin Karne is the Shastra Vasana. Then Mood Jahi Dhanagam Trishna, second verse. Wealth, lok vasana. Third verse, nari stanbar nabhi desam, deha vasana. Are you getting? Connection between Vivek Chudamani and Bhaj Govindam. So what is the effect of the vasana? Shankaracharya says, jnanam yathavat na eva jayate. Jnan is not clear. There is a doubt. Vagueness is there. Suppose if there is a wall and you have painted it, say, black, a very deep color, and you want to make it white. Ek coat do, white, nothing happens. Do coat, three coat, four coat, then still you see the blackness there. Similarly, the impurities are in us and we are doing satsang. One lep, two lep, three lep of satsang. Nothing. It is just like a muddy water. There is no reflection in the muddy water. See? If the water is clear, reflection will be clear. So Shankaracharya says, Swadhyas apanam kuru. When is eliminated and removed, swa adhyas, this superimposition. What is this superimposition? Karta bhokta. It is the main adhyas. Karta bhokta is the main adhyas. Now he says how to remove vasana. How to remove? For lok vasana, what is the lok vasana? In lok vasana, three things are included. A person wants to enjoy world comforts and facilities. Number one, lok vasana. I want to enjoy this world. Number two, wants name and fame. That also is lok vasana. Name and fame. Third, he desires to go to the higher world. Want to go to swarga lok, we want to go to brahma lok. That also is lok vasana. So enjoying in this world, number one, name and fame. Two, number three, he wants to enjoy higher world. Higher world. He wants to go to Swarga. So Lokanuvartan Takta means what? You remove them. Don't follow Vasana blindly. Anuvartan means follow. Don't follow others blindly. Gurudev writes in page number 333. Three. You have to give up imitating the false values of others around you. Very careful. We are studying scriptures, what we have to do? You have to give up imitating the false values of others around you. Meaning stop living blindly a stamped blueprint of life supplied by the fashions of the time or by the sensuous men who seek their fulfillment in sense indulgences. Just living the routine life of unintelligent imitation of others in society is the surest way to a life of sensuality. For spiritual purposes, a most intelligently replanned way of life is to be followed. If you want to take up sincere sadhana, you will have to redirect your life's flow. Hence, the first thing to be renounced is the blind following of the pattern of the time. Lokanuvartanam. One great badha, obstacle in sadhana is, this is practical thing, I shall always act in such a way that men will not censor me, everybody will praise me. Always we want this way, na? Nobody should criticize me, I should act in this way. Lokanuvartanam. But Vidyarana Swami says in Jivan Mukti, there is no means to please all people of the world. You cannot please. Truly speaking, you cannot please even a single person of the world. You cannot please him. Act by all means to secure one's own good. What can people do who speak meaninglessly? हमको लोगों की बात नहीं सुननी है आई शुड सी माई हाउ आई विल गेट टू द श्रेय मार्ग इन सोसाइटी वी फाइंड भेड़ चाल है हैव यू सीन भेड़ चाल ए शेफर्ड विल टेक वन भेड़ वन लैम ही विल पुल एंड ऑल अदर विल फॉलो भेड़ चाल People follow karma of others. They don't think independently. Since other person is doing, I will also do it. So people see others having good cars, home. Lokanuvartana, I'm saying. How the people follow. He has got a 3-bedroom house. He has got this car, that car. I also want like that car. One Mahatma was traveling in a car of a devotee a long time back. At that time there used to be ambassador in India and ambassador were not air conditioned. I am talking about 30-40 years ago. So Mahatmaji was going to his house. So when the house was coming, he came to his locality. He said, Mahatmaji, please roll up your window. Mahatmaji says, it's very hot. If I roll up the window, what will happen? I will be suffering inside. It's not good. Why are you saying so? He said, Mahatmaji, it's like this. My car is not air conditioned. If you roll up your windows, people will see this car is also air conditioned. Lokanuvartanam. Because people will think this person is going with the glass rolled up. Lokanuvartanam. One person was ready to go to satsang. A friend came and friend suggested, let us go to cinema. And this person also went there to cinema. The next day when they came, this person came to satsang, he said, what happened? You didn't come yesterday. Kya ho gaya? No, my friend came and he said, let us go to cinema. Guru said, you should have brought him here to satsang. Lokanuvartanam, you see. To please other person, he has gone to cinema. Lokanuvartanam. Okay. So what we should do? Have your goal, follow it, also maintain social norms. Little bit of social norms, what is required, maintain it. Maintain relationship, don't become football, boneless, kicked by society, here to there, there to here. Gurudev says, if you want to lift your life into a greater ambit, you have to change your ways of living. Lokanuvartanam. Now, Dehanuvartanam. What is Dehanuvartan? Dehanuvartan is following the orders of Deh. He tells Deh, I will fulfill all your desires. Whatever Deh says, whatever body says, I will do it. give that much to they only which is required to maintain it. Have a equipment buddhi. This is also a vehicle for taking me to my goal. And I have to keep this body fit till I reach goal. This much is to be done. What is Dehanuvartanam? Number one. Mistaking body as Atman is Dehanuvartanam. Number one. Ignoring body's evil qualities is Dehanuvartanam. What are the evil qualities of the? Earlier we have seen now what it contains. This body contains fecal matters, urine, blood, marrow, fat. And then all these things are beautifully covered by skin. And we want to embrace. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, if I serve you each one of them in plate, skin in a plate, blood, marrow, bone, fat, flesh, will you touch it? What is this body? The contents of body are this only, but very nicely packed. And delusion. These are all Dehanuvartanam. So you give tea to this body, next day it will demand tea at the same time. Ask for tea. Chai lao. So if you follow the dictates of Deha, then you are Dehanuvartanam. Tyaktva, give up all these. Sastranuvartanam tyaktva. Sastranuvartanam tyaktva means Sastra means studying of the scriptures. Aur padhenge, aur padhenge, aur padhenge. We want more information, collecting more and more. Your mind becomes encyclopedia. Now you can tell what is the commentary written by Shankaracharya, what is written by this and what is written by that, who commented like this. Shastra Nuvarna Takta, one meaning is that one should not study any Shastra which is not dealing with Atma and Paramatma. Shastra Nuvarna Takta means film fair nahi padho. Okay. Obstacles in Shastra Nuvartanam. Difficulty in learning Shastra. It's very difficult to learn Shastra. Bhardwaj learnt Vedas in three lives. He could not complete it. He wanted another life. In fourth life also he could not complete it. And he went for Sagun Brahma Upasana. Don't think that we are inferior to Bhardwaj. We will get it in this life only. Why? How do you say? Are we are taking only gist. We are not going to study all Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda and Athar Veda. It's not required. If you start studying the Vedas, the 96% is only Karma Kand. And by Karma Kand, you will be going to other loka. And we have already decided we are not interested in. Why? Sine punya martalo ke visanti, again you have to come back. It is just like going in the 14th story building, you are in the middle on the 7th floor, going to 14th floor, coming down. Kitni bar up and down karoge? Then the second is incompetency of the Shastra. Durvasa went to Parameshwar with all his Shastra on his head to prostrate Paramatma, Durvasa Muni. Narad ji met him. Raste mein Narad mein bola, kya ho gaya? You are a gada carrying Vedas on your head and you are going to do namaskar. Why are you carrying the Shastra? Go to Guru, get the knowledge. See? go to Guru and get knowledge. Third, difficult to observe. Sometimes it is very difficult to observe a shastra also. Dasar was a seeker who could not find a pious place on earth to meditate. Shastra Nuvartanam. If we start telling about the other darshans, you all will be confused. Do you know in some darshan it says Atma is inert? In some darshan it is said there are many Atmas. It is only in the Advaita darshan which is highest which tells that there is only one Atma. Acha, now you start thinking. If you start from those philosophy darshans which is saying Atma is inert, then go to another darshan where it is said Atmas are many, then you come to the Advaita darshan, you are totally confused. You will not even believe Advaita also. But if you go to the Advaita darshan after having the full conviction, after realization, Shruti, Yukti and Anubhuti, after Anubhuti, you study other darshan. Will you accept Atma as inert after that? Or will you accept that there are many Atmas? Person will be confused. In our course, 15th Vedanta course in Mumbai, there was one young person from America. He left his job, joined a course, completed the course also. Then after that he wanted to know about the other darshan. He went to other ashrams, studied something other. And while you are, if you are a serious seeker, then what will you do? Kuch aur reference dijiye in our course also, student. Swamiji, you are teaching a Shankaracharya, tell us some other reference, which reference? There is a library, we have got a very big library there also. So you can borrow books and you can study. Even Guruji used to say, you don't have to do any reference work, no reference work is needed. Concentrate on what is being taught here. Bas utna hi karna, aur nahi karna hai. That is sufficient. Once your knowledge is firm, then after that you can do anything. And Shankaracharya has already said, Shastra Jalam Maharanyam. Shastra Jal is Maharanyam. So huge. Bharadwaj took 3 lives, 4 lives, then also he could not complete it. Came to Sagun Brahma Upasana. So these vasanas bind us and we have to apanayam kuru, we have to remove them. How they bind us? Shankaracharya is giving example in the next verse, 272, which we will take up in our next verse. How vasanas bind us? Beautiful example.
Purnamadar Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.